Good afternoon, Sarah.
Hi, Lavinia.
Thanks for dropping by to the studio today. I'd like to get information about you were appointed as honorary colonel.
Yes, on National Indigenous Day, June 21st, I was appointed as the honorary colonel for 444 Squadron in Goose Bay. It's a volunteer position, and as honorary colonel for 444 and as other honorary colonel positions, we act as a liaison between the squadron and the community. So in this case, normally the honorary colonel was from Goose Bay, but for this appointment they had decided to reach beyond the community of Goose Bay and reach out into Labrador, and it's certainly exciting to have an Indigenous female fill that position as honorary colonel for 444 Squadron. So like I was saying, as the honorary colonel, you're there as a liaison between the squadron and the community, and in this case it's the community of Labrador, not just the community of Goose Bay. What we do is, you know, if the squadron's going into the community, we sort of guide them through who's in the community that they should be in contact with. You also are, you know, there to provide sort of support and advice to some extent to the squadron leadership on the different cultures that are within Labrador and who they may be dealing with within the communities. The other side is that you're sort of a face, a community face at squadron events, at events on the base, and different functions that the squadron may be involved in.
Since you got appointed, what were your thoughts when you...
I was quite excited by it. The process had actually started probably about 6 months ago. It's quite a lengthy process that you have to go through, and it has to, your name gets nominated forward, and it has to go through all of the approval processes within the Department of National Defense. So I had been approached probably about 6 months ago to see if I was interested in the appointment. At first I was a little nervous because I don't live in Goose Bay, so I didn't know if I would be able to commit to the appointment, to the position, by not being in Goose Bay. And so after some discussion, we felt it was fine, that it's actually better to have somebody in one of the communities, you know, that can act as that liaison to the squadron. And I think it's exciting that the squadron and the Department of National Defense had decided it was good to have an Indigenous female fill that position. So that's quite exciting.
Yes, yeah. I would say. Is there like a role what you're doing?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of functions that happen in Goose Bay with 444 Squadron and with the base. And so I would make a point of being at those functions. We do some work with the Family Resource Center. We do some work with the members of 444 Squadron that are on the base. And I'm also, you know, if the squadron is going out into a community somewhere for whatever reason, I would help them make the connections in that community as well.
Oh, so it's a really big role?
It's an exciting role for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
So is there anything upcoming that's going to be happening soon?
There's quite a few, and unfortunately I don't have the schedule here in front of me, but there are a lot of things, you know, there's different things that are not only happening on the base or in Goose Bay, but certainly speaking with the squadron leadership, they want to get out into the communities more. 444 Squadron is a combat support squadron. They're there to provide combat support to the airfield services in Goose Bay. One of its secondary roles is obviously search and rescue. They support the search and rescue squadrons that may come up here. So it's always good for them to get to know the communities and the people in the communities before they have to come in possibly a search and rescue kind of scenario.
So would you like to add anything else about this honorary colonel?
I'm excited and I'm honored to be able to be appointed to that position, and I hope I do my best for it.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Thanks. For giving us information.